You're listening to the online feed of the Zoe 4AP 14684 repeater.
Okay.
It is 1:56 p.m. Central Time.
Don, you just called me to before Jeffa.
Yeah, Roger, be advised, we got a tornado warning just to the south of Montgomery County.
Oh, okay, my phone is dead on me. John, if you want to go ahead, I'll be on the side for the moment. W4JFF.
All I'm going to recommend is that we give a couple of little breaks in between the QSOs to allow any traffic to come through. As of right now, it's still in Crenshaw County. It's moving northeast, of course. I don't know exactly when it's going to hit Montgomery County, but just be advised of that. KJ6MDJ.
Roger, roger. Okay. Be keeping an eye out, and if I hear something and don't hear you, I'll throw it out there, whatever. We'll work, you know, we'll work together. And we'll catch in just a few. KJ6MDJ before JFL.
Roger, roger. Those in South Montgomery might be interested in monitoring this situation. KJ6MDJ.
6MTJ and 3AZ Mobile.
N3AZ, this is KJ6MTJ. Good afternoon, Fred.
Good afternoon, John. You do have my attention right now. I am mobile in southern Montgomery County. Got any idea where it may enter Montgomery County? Over.
Yeah, Fred, it's going to probably enter just to the just to the east of Highway 331.
Okay, at the bottom, right at the bottom where it enters, where 331 enters Montgomery County, or further up like Snowden. I don't mean to put you on the, I'm curious, if I can help out with any, observations, I will. I'm curious about, and I'd like to get as much information as I can get, over.
Skywarn for the area, over.
it is in Crenshaw County, and Crenshaw County is not in our area, but I'm getting on the radio because we may soon have a warning for southern Montgomery County.
Roger, N3AZ, mobile standing by.
Roger, Roger, N4UZZ. The current track of the tornado will take it to Sellers, Alabama, in southwest Montgomery County in about 30 minutes. N4UZZ.
KJ6 MTA, mobile.
Well, John, we have an observed confirmed tornado south of Highland Home, heading northeast into, possibly into, southern Montgomery County. N4UZZ.
Yeah, Roger, been tracking that. Yeah, that's in Crenshaw. Should be going over in Montgomery here in a little bit.
I'm sorry, what about Montgomery?
It'll probably eventually make its way into Montgomery here in a little bit.
Well, it's sort of projected to come into Sellers, extreme southwest Montgomery County, in about maybe 20 to 30 minutes, and then possibly proceed into Montgomery County. We'll see if they warn us.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm heading south that way. Probably going to head in the Hope Hall and then jet over and eventually to 331, maybe come around the back way.
Roger that. You could go down 331 and position where 94 goes off to Raymer. The track is about 1 or 2 miles east of that position.
Good copy, KJ6 MTJ.
Got a big pronounced hook on the reflectivity. Very nice big hook on the reflectivity. Not much on the on the velocity scan.
Here, Roger. KJ6 MTJ.
It's 2:10 now, and they say it, this warning expires 2:15. That seems awfully soon. Heavy rains have made it into Highland Home.
Roger. Looks like we have another one spawned off to the southwest of that one as well.
It's got a new warning, and then there's a third one down further near Bruton.
Still want to stay with a 331 approach, or do you think we might need to go for a 231 approach?
I would definitely stay with a 331. It may never make it to 231.
Roger.
I have three warnings in Crenshaw County, and it's starting to get a signature on the velocity scan. that. You want me to be in his...
Roger that. From Raymer going 94 towards 331, if there's a good spot on that road, I would take that.
On Route 94.
Would now predict, John, that it would be at the intersection of 331 and 94 in the Ada area. It'll probably be there in 25 minutes.
Yeah, Roger, I see the couplet starting to become a little more pronounced.
So we now definitely have a pronounced couplet, and it's heading into Highland Home, I would say right now. You're still not warned, Southwest Montgomery County. Heavy rains are now starting to extend to Naftel and Grady. Here we go, they're warning Montgomery County now. This is N4UZZ, activating the Central Alabama Skywarn net. This is W4AP. This is directed net. Hold all check-ins. I have N3AZ mobile in South Montgomery and KJ6MTJ mobile heading south. Any stations in South Montgomery? Any stations in South Montgomery?
Alpha Kilo 4 November Golf, George Raymer.
Got AK4NG in Raymer. This is N4UZZ, Central Alabama Skywarn. We're dealing with a tornado warning in southwest and south central Montgomery County. The ward area extends up to Gibson and Sprague, includes Sellers, Raymer, Grady. The storm is right now in Highland Home and is moving somewhere between 20 and 30 miles per hour to the north-northeast. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for weather-related traffic.
AK4NG, we still just have light rain, but it is getting significantly darker in the southwest direction.
Roger that. Heavy rainfall is heading your way. There's a heavy rain area between you and Highland Home. Velocity still shows good signature, a good rotation signature. KJ6MTJ, what's your location?
Southbound, south of exit 172.
Roger that, KJ6MTJ. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky, one standing by for weather-related traffic.
4ACN3AZ.
3AZ, go.
I am about half a mile from the intersection of 94 and 331. I can remain there, or I can move around wherever you would like me to move to. I want to say that the ceiling right now is probably, it might be 1,000 feet. And it looks like it's moving northerly.
After that, I think the intersection of 331 and 94 would be a safe location. It will move, it's projected to move just a few miles, 1 or 2 miles, to the east of that as it moves to the northeast.
Roger, I don't want to get into KJ6NTJ's way, so if you want to give me a new location to move when he gets around here, I'll be more than happy to. And I found a good spot to look for stuff coming from the southwest. I'll remain here. It's roughly 331 and 94.
To that, KJ6MTJ is still quite a ways to the north, and he will probably need to go to a different location to get a better look at this. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. KJ6MTJ, W4AP, go ahead.
I didn't key up there, but I'm monitoring KJ6MTJ.
I would recommend you take the 164 exit.
Roger on the 164. I'm at the 168, I believe, right now. KJ6MTJ.
Roger that. Take the 164 exit. Come across the freeway on 31, and take a left on McGee Road, Old McGee Road. It's a kind of a diagonal and goes off to the left, and then that road will dead end into Butler Mill Road, and at that point make a left again and come on up to 331 and Hobby Road.
You're going to have a better
position of observation going down Hobby Road from there. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
You're listening to the W4AP online feed. The Sky 1 Alabama Emergency Net Golf is now active.
And is now between Naftel and Grady. And we're moving towards the northeast, towards Raymer, and may impact Raymer in the next 10 minutes. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
W4AP and 3AZ, say again where the signature is currently over.
It is to the northwest of Grady. It's between Naftel and Grady.
Between Naftel and Grady.
Seems to be moving along Highway 61 towards Raymer.
Roger. That would put me, my current position is west of that. Do you want me to shift positions to get closer, over?
Negative, there isn't going to be much to see because it's going to be totally rain-wrapped, and I would stay in the safer location a little bit wet. I would stay west of it.
I'm looking. Thank you.
W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for weather-related traffic.
This is the W4AP online feed of the W4AP repeater. The Central Alabama Sky 1 Alabama Merchant Net Golf is active with a tornado in South Montgomery moving north.
We'll have some more details on that coming right up. Just stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted on here. This is W4AP online feed. It is 228. Also, I have storm spotters on the way.
W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for weather-related traffic with a tornado warning. We have a confirmed tornado on the ground in southwest and south-central Montgomery County, right now between the area of Sellers and Grady, heading towards Raymer, where heavy rain should be starting now. AK4NG, W4AP. KJ6MTJ, what's your location now?
Exited 164 and heading eastbound, KJ6MTJ.
Roger that. And W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
AK4NG.
At Georgia.
Roger, we are 1.5 miles southeast of Raymer. To our southwest, it's getting very dark now. The wind is starting to pick up.
Roger that. Are you north or south of East Hickory Grove Road?
We are, it ends in our driveway.
Roger, roger. Okay, well, it is just to the south of you now. I think it's coming along Naftel Raymer Road and heading northeast.
That will pass about a quarter mile to the, if it stays on that track, to the west of us.
It does appear that the rotation on the velocity scan has intensified. W4AP, heavy rains are now in Raymer. Is that correct?
I can't confirm that. We're 1.5 miles from Raymer itself, but I do see the couplet on the radar, and we're starting to get drops and the power at this moment.
Roger, roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
4AP, M3AZ. The rain is picking up out here. Over.
Roger that. The warning area has now been redefined, and the Sprague on Highway 331 is now on the west on the west end of the warned area. Extends from Sprague to Gibson. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
GWM.
GWM, go.
Otto, this is Bill, KC4GWM. I am in Raymer. The rain did pick up, and it has suddenly dropped off.
After that, the rotation is still to the south of Raymer, heading northeast. My guess is, this is approximate, that the rotation seems to be centered around East Hickory Grove Road and Highway 61. About that intersection seems to be where the rotation is centered.
For ACM3AZ, I'd like to pick up and pick the chain light position to someplace closer to that those coordinates that you've just given. Over.
That, I think it'd be safe now to go on down Highway 94 and see if there is an area maybe a couple miles west of the cafe where there's a hilltop where you can observe.
Very heavy rain. I'm a little bit east of 331. Very heavy rain. Over.
Roger that. The signature on the velocity scan continues to intensify. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for weather-related traffic.
AK4NG.
George.
If Bill is still listening, I would recommend he need to get to a safe place because it looks like he's passing to the west of us and it is still definitely headed right for Raymer, and he's right in the middle of Raymer.
Bill, did you copy?
KC4QWM, I did copy and I appreciate it. It is getting darker here, so I will move to a safe place. KC4QWM.
Rotation continues to appear to intensify on the velocity scan. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. Does look like the center of the rotation is going to be right in Raymer at this point. George, what do you think?
I don't really have a visible on the bottom of the cloud, but based on what I can see of it, yeah, it looks like it's targeted right for Raymer and has passed to the pretty much passed to the west of us.
Roger that. It's passing past Raymer towards the northeast. So it's going to be difficult to find roads there. You know, the next one is Old Long Road, way up to observe this.
TN3AZ, I'm about 2 miles east on 94 from 331. Very heavy rain.
Roger that, N3AZ. Be careful out there. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. This storm is heading to the northeast and will possibly be crossing Highway 231 in the Pike Road area in the next half hour or so, in the next 20, 25 minutes.
This is W4AP online feeding Skywarn Net Control. If you are listening to this broadcast and are in any part of this weather and have a emergency that you think we need to know about, please call 334-782-4402. One more time, and it's 334-782-4402, and we can pass more information along. This is W4AB, Central Alabama Skywarn, Alabama Emergency Net Golf. Skywarn Emergency Net Golf is active.
I may have missed the turn, but I'm going to find something to get back to you.
Time you can go east is at the Pintlala Church.
Past that church already.
My goodness, well, I would go east at the Pintlala Church, go to the dead end, and then make a left and go north on Butler Mill Road.
Roger, I dipped it too far south then, all right. AK4NG.
Yeah, George.
I don't know if it's a local problem, but the siren has not sounded in Raymer, so I don't know if that's just a local problem here or whether somebody's asleep in the county.
My goodness, unbelievable. Okay, appreciate the info. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for weather-related traffic.
AK4NG.
George.
Roger, we'll take a ride over there now. It looks like it's passed through and see if we see any damage in the Naftal East Chickagrota area.
Roger.
Roger that. As I said, I think it came up from Lapine, pretty much along Highway 61.
This is W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn. Any reports of weather can be sent to W4JFF at QSL.net. That's W4JFF at QSL.net. We'll be immediately responding back to you and confirming that with the National Weather Service. If you are in the areas of Lowndes, Montgomery, Autauga, in Montgomery County, Montgomery, Lowndes, Autauga, Elmore County. This is W4AP Skywarn Net Control. Also, if it's an emergency that you need to report something, if you're in that spot of a tornado, you can help us out. You can call us at 334-782-4402. That's 334-782-4402. This is W4AP Central Alabama. Skywarn is active. It is 2:42 p.m. Central Time at the moment.
The storm seems to be now about 20 minutes out from the area of 231 and Highway 82, or 231 and 82 intersect, the south end of Pike Road, heading to the northeast. And velocity scan continues to show significant rotation. W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for weather-related traffic. The Weather Service has permitted the tornado warning for Montgomery County to expire. Apparently, this weather system no longer has tornadic qualities in their system. It is now continuing northeast of Raymer and proceeding towards Highway 231 and Highway 82. But the tornado warning has expired and has not been continued.
The tornado warning has expired. This is Central Alabama Skywarn, Alabama Resnet Golf. The storm is just getting past Raymer, and as Otto said in 4UTV, the storm is weakening there. We had one confirmed tornado down south Montgomery. We had storm spotters going around there.
DJ6MTJ and 4UZZ. No copy, no copy, no copy.
Copy now,
MTJ. A good copy now, go ahead.
A minute ago, I was over by Butler Mill and Union. Go ahead and eastbound. I saw that the warning's canceled.
Roger that, yeah. The warning has been canceled. The velocity scan really does show less intense rotation. It's heading towards 231.
Pretty good view of the wall cloud, KJ6MTJ.
Sorry, say that again.
Do believe I have a pretty good view of the wall cloud, KJ6MTJ.
Did you say you have a view of a wall cloud?
KJ6MTJ.
No copy. No copy your last transmission. No copy.
This is W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn. The storm is weakening, but also still in the south Montgomery.
W4APN3AZ,
I'm picking up my wheels. I'm going on Hobby Road, heading toward Snowden. The rain down here right now on Rammer has stopped. Over.
Roger that. Rain has stopped in Rammer, and you are heading north on Hobby Road. Roger that. It is to the east of Hobby Road, and continuing northeast, and the tornado warning has been canceled by the National Weather Service.
Copy that. Should I go work my way over to Pike and make observations from there? Over.
I think it looks like it's just going to be rain and thunderstorm from now on, so I don't think there is so much to observe anymore.
W4APN3AZ.
Real fine, thank you.
N4UZZ, KJ6MTJ, full power.
Good copy now, go ahead.
331 and 94.
Roger that. Unfortunately, everything has proceeded about 15 miles to your northeast and continues to head that way. Did you say something about a wall cloud?
Yeah, I thought it was a wall cloud. Turned out being just some scud.
Oh, roger, roger. That can happen. All right. Well, fine business. And I guess the dogs have been called off. So, 7-3, KJ6MTJ, N4UZZ. Go ahead, George.
Frost, East Hickory Grove to east of Nafta Road, between a quarter and a half mile, and this limb's down about an inch to 2 inches in diameter. I don't see any.
Roger that. Very poor copy, George. Poor copy, but I copied 1 to 2 inch diameter hail. I'm sorry. You were talking about branches down 1 to 2 inch diameter. Is that a roger?
Roger, can you copy a little better now?
Much better now.
Yeah, limbs 1 to 2 inches. I don't see any building damage, and the East Hickory Road. Still open. I'm going to drive up towards Rammer.
Roger that. No structure damages noted. Appreciate it. You take care. N4UZZ.
N4UZZ, KA9MVA, and also out to all the rest of Sky Warren Ops. Really appreciate y'all keeping an eye on things very much. 7-3.
Hello, Steve. Nice to hear you, KA9MVA, N4UZZ. Yeah, it's this is an iffy one. It was a confirmed tornado on the ground in Crenshaw County coming into Montgomery County, so we are keeping an eye on it. 7-3-KA9MVA and 4UZZ.
Yep, roger, roger. We're also keeping an eye on this with an eye toward Elmore County as well, although with the warning, with the watches and warning expired, it looks just like an ordinary little storm, so hopefully it will stay that way. All right, thanks, Otto, and 7-3-KA9MVA.
to the W4AP online feed of the 14684 repeater in Skywarn. Net control is still active at the moment. We're waiting for this storm to get out of Montgomery County that did cause a tornado in Crenshaw County moving north into South Montgomery County. It has dissipated, but we did have one confirmed tornado.
And for you, ZZ.
For you, ZZ, KJ6MTJ, go ahead.
That doesn't look like a prominent couplet on a velocity scale. I don't know what is.
Hey, Roger, I'm at the intersect of Sprague Junction. Should I just take that a little further east and try to hightail it up to 231?
Yeah, you're at Sprague Junction. Roger, roger. You know, if you want to get to 231, it's very difficult from your location. I hate to tell you this, but the best way to get to 231 is to go up 331 all the way to the Southern Bypass, and then go over to 231 and come down.
Roger, roger.
Because if you don't do that, you will just be totally stuck and there is Highway 70 going east. So go ahead and go east on Sprague Junction Road, and then that'll be Hillaby. You go up Hillaby Road, then make a left and go up 70 through Davis, and keep on going. That'll take you to 231.
Roger that, because that couplet's starting to get redefined. It already got a storm cells notification on it.
Yep, that's what it looks like to me. And for you, ZZ.
This is W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn. A new event. We have Tornado Watch. It is in effect for Montgomery County until 9 p.m. tonight for Montgomery County.
We set a train track. Got some nice air on that one. KJ6MTJ.
Roger that. In for you, ZZ.
This is W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn. 257, just about 30 seconds ago, we got another statement from the National Weather Service. There is a tornado watch. It's going to be in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. In this watch, there's seven counties. Central Alabama is Montgomery, Lee, Macon, Russell, and Barber, Bullock, Pike counties, and also includes the cities of Auburn, Eufaula, Montgomery, Opelika, Phoenix City, Troy, Tuskegee, and Union City. And that will be until 9 p.m. tonight.
I am on Hillaby and Polk, moving actually on Polk. All I observe right now are dark clouds with very light rain. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I think that for a moment there, that rotation seemed to intensify, and now it's falling apart again. So this is getting ready to cross over 231, about in that area where Highway 82 comes in, and it will not be the subject of a new tornado warning.
Is that okay?
Sorry, say again. And for you, ZZ.
the W4AP Central Alabama Sky Warren. We're still active. We've probably got about 15 more minutes before the storm gets out of Montgomery County, and that will be out of our section. But in our section, we did just pick up about 3 minutes ago at Tornado Watch until 9 p.m. tonight, which might get canceled, might not. Looks like some clouds are rolling back around, but that will be later on this evening. But we did have that one confirmed tornado in Crenshaw County, right at the Montgomery County line, moving into southern Montgomery. This is W4AP online feeding the Skywarn Central Alabama Skywarn of Emergency Net Gulf. It is 3 p.m. Central Time here in Montgomery. Good evening.
N4UZZ, K9MVA.
K9MVA, go ahead.
Hey, did you see this latest watch that Birmingham's issued?
Yes.
Roger, roger. Just want to make sure you got eyes on K9MVA.
Roger, roger. Appreciate it. N4UZZ.
Alabama Skywarn. We're still watching this last little cell move through eastern Montgomery County. It's about right central Montgomery County, but to the east, and it's just not wanting to let out of there. Though it looks like it is dissipated a little bit, we're still watching that one right there, and they don't want to close their net until we get that one out of the way. But we did have one confirmed tornado in Crenshaw County moving into Montgomery County. And now we're just waiting for that. And also we do have a tornado watch for Montgomery, Elmore, Lowndes, Tioga counties in our area until 9 p.m. Central Time tonight. It is 3:06 p.m. Central Time.
Five miles south, south-southeast of us.
Rain's really picking up here, but there is no further indication of rotation or anything. And for UZZ.
For UZZ and 3AZ. Indication of thunderstorm activity, lightning activity in particular in the area? Over.
There is none anymore. There was when the storm was going through Raymer and Gibson and moving to the northeast there, but there is no more thunder and lightning at this time.
3AZ, real fine. I can get on the HF set when I get home. Have a pleasant good evening. And 4UZZ and 3AZ clear.
Now that reminds me, I need to get my station ready. 7-3 for the AriesNet. 7-3, N3AZ, N4UZZ.
N3AZ, KJ6NTJ, I just passed you.
Hello. How are you doing?
Just fine, and yourself?
Good. Well, I'm heading back home. A lot of those things are nothing on the radar, and we'll just get ready for the HF net.
Roger, Roger. You have fun. Thanks for coming out. KJ6NTJ. Send me trees.
John.
You're listening to the online feed of the W4AP14684 repeater and also Skywarn Net Control. We do have our Skywarn Net emergency net up here just a little bit ago. That's the Central Alabama Skywarn Alabama Emergency Net Gulf, which covers Montgomery, Lowndes, Elmore, Autauga counties. We did have a tornado in Crenshaw County, which is right south of Montgomery County, and the tornado moved into South Montgomery. Not sure on any of the damage yet, but it was a confirmed tornado. We had these spotters down there, got noticed back and forth at the National Weather
Service. Before ETR mobile.
Just got to, the other cell that we had, Montgomery, has passed by, so we're good right now. Doesn't look like we'll have anything but rain and maybe a little thunder shower until the next batch comes this afternoon, which will be, I could say, 4 to 5 hours away from now. We do have a tornado watch in our area until 9 p.m. tonight. Montgomery being one of those, Elmore, and ones that's not in our section, Macon, Pike counties as well. If you have any comments or questions or need anything answered, you can email me at w4jff@qsl.net. That's w4jff.
K4LI, K4LI, W4EGR.
ff@qsl.net. If you have any questions or comments about anything or need any help. This is the Skywarn Net Control and the W4AP online feed. It is 3:30 p.m. Central Time. Good evening, and thanks everybody for hanging in there with us.